Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jigger Stats. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kettle Wirtz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Percy Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Percy Jones. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Les Mann. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Schultz. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Austin McHenry. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dell Gaynor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Ansmith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doc Lavin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Haynes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jesse Haynes. And now, play ball. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats hits a pop-up towards short. Lavin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gaynor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollocker. The throw from Ansmith and he is out, Lavin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stats. Mann reaches second base with a double. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mann moves to third. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mann tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Dell Gaynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaynor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Zbeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a pop-up towards short. Lavin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith takes first base on ball 4. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Ansmith moves to second. One out. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ansmith moves to third. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mann takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kettlewirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McHenry. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-1 in the game. Stats hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hollocker takes first base on ball 4. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Del Gaynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaynor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaynor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Gaynor reaches second base with a double. McHenry moves to third. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-1 in the game. Stock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Stock reaches second base with a double. McHenry scores. Gaynor scores. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ansmith takes first base on ball 4. Tony Kaufman now pitching. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0-for-0 in the game. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Stock moves to third. Ansmith moves to second. Two outs. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Man settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Hethcutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hethcutt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hethcutt takes first base on ball 4. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hethcutt moves to second. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Smith pinch hits for Les Mann. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into center field. Stats picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stats. Schultz moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Schultz moves to third. Two outs. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McHenry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Vernier pinch hits for Dale Gaynor. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Cardinals. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stock hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Smith now playing center field. Jack Vernier now playing first base. Kettlewirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stock. Kaufman moves to second. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 2 in the game. Stats hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McHenry. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. Kaufman scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. Krug hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollocker scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Cardinals. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. a two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heathcote hits a line drive into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ansmith hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0-for-1 in the game. Lavin hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes takes first base on ball 4. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Terry reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 7-5, Cardinals. Roy Walker now pitching. Kettle Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Walker juggles the ball. That's an error on Walker. Terry moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-3 in the game. Stats takes first base on ball 4. Terry scores. Wirtz moves to third. Kaufman moves to second. It's 7-6, Cardinals. Jeff Pfeffer now pitching. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fournier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollocker for the out. Wirtz scores. Kaufman moves to third. Stats moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 7, Cardinals, 7. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krug hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaufman tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-7, Cubs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McHenry throws the ball into Fournier who tags Grimes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Stats scores. It's 9-7, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Cubs. Pete Alexander now pitching. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McHenry hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fernier hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfeffer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Kettlewirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Terry moves to second. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller scores. Terry moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. It's 10-8, Cubs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin fields it and throws to home to get Terry. Wirtz moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 8. The Cardinals will come to bat. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stock hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ansmith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0-for-2 in the game. Lavin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stats. Lavin reaches second base with a double. Specs Topperser pinch hits for Jeff Pfeffer. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Barfoot now pitching. Vern Clemens now catching. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Krug hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Grimes hits a line drive into center field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Grimes moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barfoot fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 8. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Cubs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kettlewirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stats hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fernier hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 9. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.